Praise the Lord.
Oh, it is a blessing to be here. I thank God for another year, and I say happy new year to everyone. Truly, it is a blessing to be here and see another year, to have the activities of our limbs, and know that God gets the glory. And so before I go into anything, I want to say welcome to Crown Talking Drums, where the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong is founder and CEO, and I am your host tonight, Renee. And so before I begin, I always want to begin to give God praise and give God glory. And I just want to pray, take a moment and pray. Father, in the name of Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one, the Savior, who takes away all the sins of the world. I want to thank you, dear Yahweh. I want to thank you, Jehovah. I want to thank you, Elohim, for bringing us through another day, through a new year, 2022. Father Lord, we thank you and we praise you. I thank you and I praise you. You have proven yourself over and over again that you are God, and beside you there is no other. You are the Almighty God. You are the Creator. You are the Most High God. And I want to thank you and give you praise, oh God, that we are blessed to see another year, oh Lord. Some didn't make it, oh God. Some didn't go into 2024. But we don't take it for granted, oh God. We know that you make no mistakes, oh God. Father, you are just. You are holy and you are righteous, O God. You are merciful, O God. And it is your will, O God, that none should perish, O God. But we thank you, O God, and we ask you to touch all the bereaved all over the world, all over the land and country, O God. Touch them in a special way, O God. Comfort their hearts, O God. Comfort them, O God. Be their comforter in the time of trouble. You said, O God, you will be. Hallelujah. And Father God, as I go in to 2024, as I am in 2024, O God, and able, O God, to bring forth your word, O God, through this message, O God, I ask you, Elohim, to take me out of self, O God. Use me as your vessel, O God, to bring a word, to bring a thought to someone, O Lord, that they may have the desire to know you and be, have a closer relationship with you, O God, this year. O Lord, that someone, somewhere, may say, I yield, what must I do? What must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, the Anointed One, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you all the honor in His name, in your name, Lord, Amen and amen and amen. And so I want to open up with a scripture tonight. As always, I want to go into Exodus chapter 3. I want to start at the 13th verse. No, let me start at the 11th verse. But Moses said, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?" So he said, "I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you." Then Moses said to God, "Indeed, when I come to the children of Israel," and this is the point I want you to get, "when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they say to me, 'What is his name?' What shall I say to them?" And God says to Moses, "I am I am." And he said, "Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" And I want to lift that verse up one more time. I want to lift up the 13th verse, starting at, "The God of your fathers has sent me to you." And they say to me, "What is his name? What shall I say to them?" And God said to Moses, "I am who I am." And the reading of God, I ask him to bless the reading of his word. His word. And so I want to start off, first of all, by saying again, first of all, by saying this is a series, and it will most likely be a 2 or 3 part series on who is God. And let me just get that title straight, because I wrote it down and I gave it to my faithful sister to send out for me. But it basically states, let me put on my glasses. It says, "The Names of God." That is going to be the title of the series, "The Names of God." And tonight's topic is going to be an introduction, and it's going to be titled, "What's in a Name?" And who is God? What's in a name? And who is God? So I want to start off by saying, to some people, it might not be a big deal that they know the names of God. Yet, on the other hand, we say we desire a closer relationship with him. Many people indicate that there is a higher power, supernatural being that exists, who somehow miraculously created the heavens and the earth, and then everything that is in it. And that concept may be ideal for others to grasp. However, wouldn't it make one curious to know who this supernatural being or this higher power is? Man has attempted to explain scientifically that the world just simply existed by way of some sort of catastrophic explosion or evolution. Then the atheist simply refuses to accept that there is a God or a higher power. I simply say to them, their logic is foolish. And as the Bible tells me, it is the fool who said in his heart, there is no God. So don't be a fool. As for others who may ask, why do I need to know God's name? Well, consider that there is power, purpose, and a plan behind the names of God. Consider you who are called by name. Your name identifies who you are in relation to someone else. It could be your given name or your nickname. For example, I named my daughter Larnis. And I named her after a girl who I grew up with in my childhood. During my school ages, used to beat me up. But I thought her name was so beautiful. And so I said to myself, when I have a child, I'm going to name her Larnis. And I don't know if the title of the name was catchy to me, but I know today, it is not the physical sight that I was drawn to. It was the sight and determination in her that I saw, which caused me to name her. And that had to be God's plan. And then there are some people who name their they are given nicknames, like, for instance, you might have a Candace, and her nickname may be Candy. She might like sweets. Who knows? But for many reasons, there are many people who are given nicknames according to their character, according to their nature, according to the way they walk, the way they talk, the way they do things. So I want to also say, nevertheless, when we consider the names of God, we must consider the power of that name, the purpose of that name, and the nature and the attributes or quality and features of God behind his name. More importantly, God knows our name. For instance, in the scripture, it says, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he formed you, Israel. Do not fear. I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. One day, Jesus, as we read in the scripture in Matthew, in the book of Matthew, I believe Matthew 13, 18, and 19, I believe. One day Jesus left the crowd to pray alone. Only his disciples were with him, and he asked them, who do people say I am? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say you are one of the other ancient prophets risen from the dead. Then Jesus asked them, but who do you say I am? Peter replied, you are the Messiah sent from God. In the Message Bible, Peter responds differently. You are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. In other words, you are the anointed one. You see, that whole scripture right there, those few words, identify who Christ is. It identifies him by name, and it identifies the purpose for which he was sent and who he was sent from. He was sent from the living God. In the midst, it implies much more than just identity as to Jesus Christ. He also proclaims Jesus' divine nature. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. The nature of God is his presence or his substance. God's nature is what he is. And if we could take away God's nature, it would eliminate his existence. God's nature is his being, and without it, he would not be God. The first topic I want to discuss is the nature of God. The nature of God is singular because God is one and has only one existence. Now, before you say you're confused, let me read on. We're not talking about the triunity of God as the Father, God as the Son, God as the Holy Spirit. But I am discussing the personhood of God, the personhood of God. His oneness. Any complete description of God's nature must include seven aspects, which are one, spirit, two, personhood, three, life, four, self-existence, five, unchanging, six, unlimited by time or space, seven, unity, which means God is one God. So when I talk about spirit, Jesus told the Samaritan woman at the well, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's John 4:24. I'm not going to give you any Bible versions right now because I'm going to be sort of all over the place in different many versions. Even though the King James Version uses the use of the scripture includes a spirit. It says God is a spirit. God should not be described as a spirit. I'm going to say that again. God should not be described as a spirit, which means one of many. To say that, it would mean one of many. The original language should be interpreted to read, God is spirit, as in the New King James Version, the NAS, the NIV. Why? Because a spirit, God is not limited by a physical body. Spirit means incorporeal. That simply means not composed of matter, having no material existence, intangible. It reads in Hebrews 11:1 in the King James Version, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So even though I do not physically see you, God, I know you are there by faith. The book of Genesis, chapter 1, lets us know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form or void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved or hovered over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light, and everything he said thereafter did indeed come into existence. The name that we would therefore use would be Jehovah Elyon, the Most High God, creator of heaven and earth. In Psalm 139, David prays to God, and he says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. You, and I, and everything is uniquely made, crafted by the Creator God with detail, purpose and destiny, all done by the Creator, God Himself. So the next subject on that, under the person of God, would be personhood of God. the personhood of God describes the personality of God. God is self-awareness and self-determination. In Exodus 3:13-14, Moses said to God, as I read, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' And we know he responds to Moses, 'I am who I am.' This is what you tell the Israelites: 'I am has sent me.' The name used would be Jehovah. In Hebrew language, it would be Yehovah or Lord. The name Jehovah, Yehovah, Lord means God is self-existing, one God who is indeed God, who knows himself as himself, and consciously he directs his own actions. He is self-existing. Nobody made him. It is he who made us and not ourselves. He was Jehovah before the mountains were brought forth, even before you and I was ever formed, before the earth was formed and the entire universe. He was God then. He still is God now. From everlasting to everlasting, he is God. We didn't make him. He made us. He is who he is. And depending on who or what he decides to become, he is God. The personality of God includes intellect. The Bible declares in Scripture that God is omniscient, all-knowing, all-wisdom, wise. And why not? Proverbs 9:10 lets us know the knowledge of God is the beginning of wisdom. To paraphrase it, it matters not how educated we are or how many plans we made in our life or intend to make in our life. If you do not consult Jehovah, many are the plans in man's heart, but it is the counsel of the Lord that will stand. Now then, there are over 100 names of God. But for all practical purposes, I will be only examining 17, maybe 25, maybe, depending on how we can continue this series. Because this is an introduction, we will continue this at either a two-part series or a three-part series. So I will resume next Monday. And at this time, I just want to leave this. I want to open this thought up to you for perhaps a question if you have, or just for you to ponder about. Who is God? And what is God to you? who is God and what is God to you? What is he to you by evidence of your life, by evidence of your existence? Wouldn't you want to have a closer relationship with God? Wouldn't you really like to know him by name, since he knows your name? Since he knows us, he knew us when we were formed in our mother's womb. Wouldn't you desire, wouldn't it make you a little curious to know who God is? You know, and it comes a time that, although a lot of us, or I know I used to think, is it really important to know the names of God? There are so many. So I began to mature in the Word of God, and we all mature in the Word of God. That's our goal. We want to mature in the Word of God. And as we go through the scripture, it should be a yearning in each one of us to know God personally, to have a personal relationship with God, a closer walk with God, to know this great, marvelous God who created us. What's he about? What's in his name? What's behind that name? And so at this time, I'm going to open up the microphones. I believe I'm opening them up. And I'm just going to give you a moment to, you know, state your name. You don't have to state your name, but just tell me what your thoughts are about the discussion. Anyone? Anyone? I'm not sure if I opened up these microphones right. Let's see. Did I? Can anyone hear me? Yeah, I did. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello.
We can hear you.
Praise God.
God bless you, Evangelist.
God bless you. This is my sister. I am so happy to hear from you. Happy New
Year.
So happy
to hear you. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you and your family. God bless you on this new series.
And yours as well. And yours. So what's your thought?
I am excited about going into the characters of God, because he knows our characters, and we may know a few, but just to dive in and completely know and understand his character will definitely bring a closer relationship to us in our commitment, in our walk, in our faith, in our endurance.
That's right.
Knowing the character of God. So I'm excited about that.
Well, I am excited to bring it forth. But more importantly, I'm not bringing it forth. I ask God to bring it forth.
Amen.
To bring it, because this new year, you know, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't believe in it. But the only thing that I do want what I want and what I desire. As I read more about the Word of God, is I desire to really, I mean, head over heels, fall in love with God. I love Him. I just desire a closer relationship with Him. As I coming here to this broadcast, I thank my evangelist, Carolyn Crouch, who introduced me to the Apostle Armstrong. Bless him. And as I came here, I was kind of introduced to his Hebrew name.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's hard sometimes to pronounce them, but as we go along, it gets easier and easier, and it also created an inner desire in me to want to know his name. Okay, I've read about you in scripture. There is much more to learn about God, but I would love now to really get into his name. And so that when I pray, I can pray the desired name, El Shaddai. I can pray the Almighty God. I can pray to Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. I can pray to the Most High God, the Creator, Elion. I can pray to him, and I can get, you know, personal with my prayers call him out and call out his promises. And you know, he has to respond. He responds anyway. But how much more, you know, you call me by name. That has a personal relationship to it. I love the ring of that, the sound of it. And so thank you, sweetness, for expressing your opinion and your thoughts, giving
thank
your
you.
Thoughts. Will there be anyone else? Thank you, dear. Will there be anyone else? I see somebody else on the line. Don't be shy. I always say, if you're shy and you have something to say, someone else might need to hear it. It may be something that would correct me, and I stand to be corrected. I'm human. The word. Come on. Hello?
I'm trying to be quiet.
Don't be quiet. I don't want you to be quiet, Apostle.
One of the things, the comments that I make is that the way you're beginning to go is the way the whole station is going to go, because we're going to become a training place, training disciples. And that's what we are called to do, is make disciples of men. And just by teaching people the name, just the name. And it's amazing. You never hear Elohim using in a devout way, but you hear God use all kinds of curse ways, all kinds of ways. And whenever we begin to look at the true name for God, is one of those names that Western Europeans created and attached.
Mm-hmm.
And a God can be anything. At one point,
that's
God was my car. I had to have a Volvo car. That was my God.
Okay.
And so, but Elohim Most High, and all those are specific, and you don't hear people misusing those names.
That's right.
So keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I thank you and I praise you, and all the glory goes to God, And as I, you know, the good part about it is while I'm trying, while I'm bringing forth the word, while God is using me to bring forth the word, he's teaching me also.
Yes.
He's teaching me also.
Yes.
And I give him glory and I give him all the honor. I ask him always to take me out of self. It's not me, oh God, it's you. So I give him the glory. I give him the glory and all the honor. And as I said, I haven't yet prayed to God. I'm going to do some, well, I did pray to God, actually. But I want to talk to God, have a talk with God about how the next couple of series will go, the part one or part two through three or part one through two, the topics, how they will fall. And as I said, there are over a hundred names of God, and I couldn't possibly go through all of those. I wouldn't be able to even pronounce them. Hallelujah. But in time, I pray to one day. And so I want to end out in prayer, as this is the beginning of a new year. I want to say, Elohim, God, Jehovah, I thank you. I thank you for bringing us through another year. As we look back, and you know, Lord, we really shouldn't look back, because your word tells us, you don't worry about the past. Look forward to the future. And as I look forward to the future, I'm not thinking about the past, oh God. I'm going to leave the past in the past. And I thank you, oh God, that you have brought us through another year, oh God. That you have, this is another year, another day that you have made. And we rejoice, oh God. I rejoice in it. I be glad in it, oh God. I am so happy, oh God, to have the activities of my limbs. I am happy, oh God, to hear my apostle who has come through another year, oh God, that you saw fit to bring him through another year, oh God. That you saw fit to bring my sister in Christ, oh God, through another year. Many, oh God, that I have claimed as my sisters, oh God, proudly claimed as my sisters, oh God, I have spoken to them, and oh God, you brought them through another year, oh God. When I think, oh God, I can't help but think of the things, oh God, that we are people have not come through, oh God. Many entertainers have not come through, oh God. You see, oh God, you make us realize it doesn't matter what status you have in your life, oh God, what status you claim in your life, oh God, that if it is your will, oh God, you will bring us through. We can't do it ourselves, oh God. We thank you, oh God, right now for your goodness and your mercy, oh God, that follows us every day of our lives, oh God. We ask you, oh God, to keep us near your throne of grace, in your throne of mercy, O God. We thank you, O God, for giving your Son, O God, who came and thought and went and endured all manner of pain and all manner of suffering, O God, and torture, O God. And he gave his very life, O God, that we may live, O God, that we may have the right to eternal life, O God. No matter what our fate in life is, O God, what condition we are in, O God. As I think about, O God, my condition, O God, hallelujah, many may say, how can she do it, O God? What gives her strength, O God? What gives her endurance to go on, O God? It is you, O God, who gives me strength, and you, Lord, that gives me endurance, O God. I thank you, O Lord, for your sacrifice, O Lord. You, Yahweh, I thank you. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, O God, your precious Son, Yeshua, O Lord, who gave his life just for us, O God. I thank you, O Lord, that there are many of us who can say, O Lord, that we suffered afflictions during 2023, O Lord, but look at us now, O Lord. You brought us through. You brought us through financial difficulties, O Lord. You brought us through sickness, O Lord. You brought us through struggles and trials and tribulations, O God. When we the things that we thought we took for granted, O God, we look at it now, O God, and we just count it all joy, O God. Hallelujah, because you said in your word, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, O God. We do thank you, O Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you for the, even though there is wars going on, O God. O Father, Lord, I know that there are many people in battle right now, O Lord. But I believe, O Lord, that you are in control, O Lord. This is your world, O God. Satan just is in here temporarily, O God. He is defeated, O Lord. O Father, you have given us power and authority to trample over the serpent, O God. All we have to do is open up our mouths and speak it into existence, O God, and it shall be, O Lord. We thank you, O God, that your kingdom has come, O God. We are your kingdom people, O God, and we lift you up and we give you praise, O God. We give you glory, O God, for bringing us through, bringing us out, O God. For you said, Lord, that troubles will come. They will come, but be of good cheer that you have defeated it all, O Lord. And we thank you, O God. We thank you for this new year, O Lord. And Father, Lord, I ask that those, O God, who have come through this new year, O God, those who have come through, Lord, bless them. Bless them with finances, O God. Bless them with good health, O God. Most importantly, with good health, O God. Bless them, Lord. Touch the sick and the afflicted all over the land and country, O God. Touch the lost, O God. Touch those who are bound up and chained by abuse, O God. Abuse of alcohol, abuse of cigarettes, O God, abuse of anything that binds them up, O God. Lord Jesus, you said who the Son sets free is free indeed. And I believe it, O Lord. I declare your promises. I declare your word, because your word, O Lord, stands forever. Your word shall not return empty, O Lord, but it will accomplish everything that you have pleased it to accomplish, O God. I ask you to bless all of my brothers, all of my sisters, O God, in Christ. Lift them up, O God. Raise up prophets, O God. Raise up evangelists, O God. Raise up spiritual leaders, O God, who will proclaim your word and not water it down, O God, but teach it and give it and feed it to the people, O God, the way you have given it. This I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. And I say amen and amen and amen. Well, I thank you for joining. I thank those who will listen to the replay at some time. I pray that you get an understanding. And if you have a comment or a correction, I stand to be corrected. But correct me with the word. And so tonight, I say to you, shalom. That means peace. Until next Monday. Bye.
God bless you. Shalom.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Amen.